The students are sitting there, waiting to get their A's, smiling at every joke, even if it's not funny, essentially playing the game, writing down a lot of notes, enjoying themselves, but knowing full well what they have to do to succeed, coming up and asking a question so that they will be impressive to the teacher so that eventually he will end up writing a recommendation for their application to graduate school and so on. And what is the student, what is the professor doing? The professor is doing, of course, the same thing. Professors have big ego trips. They have what professional gives you a captive audience, gives you people out there who have to write down every word you say because they're going to be tested on it. Clearly, the professor can be using this to expand his own ego, to make him, to gratify his own sense of self-importance. That is one relationship which might define the student-teacher relationship as an I-it relationship. But for Buber, being an educator is more than simply gratifying ego. It is establishing a human relationship of taking the student after class, going for a walk, engaging that person, getting to know that person, sharing an experience with that person, entering into his world so that that person appreciates the person as other in a true sense, in a much deeper sense than simply by the normal relationships which define student and teacher. Or what about the relationship of friends? Friends, of course, are very dear and very precious indeed. They don't come very quickly. But what happens when at a certain moment I have a problem and I need to pour out my heart to that person? And that person says, oh, of course, I come over, see me, sit down with me. But that person, of course, is thinking about other things, is fixing their shoe or their hair or focused on something else, and somehow there's no communication. And you pour out your heart as best you can, but somehow that person is not creating a response. Sometimes a relationship emerges when you are sitting in the presence of that person, whether it be a person you love or a dear friend or a spouse or whoever, where in somehow no words pass, but somehow something is being communicated. Something is touching. These moments are only fleeting. They don't come all the time. But when they come, they profoundly impact upon the way we see the world. They are transformative moments of interaction between two human beings. When my wife tells me, take out the garbage, I'm not having an I-thou relationship with my wife. But I do live with the moments, the memory of having an I-thou relationship with my wife, and the hope and expectation that those moments will return and repeat themselves in new ways. We function, therefore, not only in the I-thou plane. We function in the I-it relationship as well. Clearly, to live a full life is to live both in the I-it and the I-thou. But clearly, both of these relationships are necessary for our complete humanity. Clearly, unless we can overcome our own existential crisis of living only in the I-it, we will never have completely experienced what it means to be a full human being. Clearly, this is also not mysticism, as we will see in a second. In other words, when we speak about a relationship with God, which we will do in a second, it is not simply losing one's identity. One's identity is enhanced in the relationship. It is not losing an identity in the relationship. It is not being caught up in the soul of someone else. It is sharing. It is an equal meeting of the souls. When one learns how to relate to human beings in this twofold manner, the I-it and the I-thou, one is also ready to know God. Every thou, every individual contact that I establish in the I-thou relationship is a glimpse through to what Buber calls the eternal thou. The eternal thou, which is God, is present in every particular thou, but only incompletely. In other words, when I ultimately have that relationship, when I'm opening my heart to share something with another human being, there is already God present, so to speak. God is there, but only incompletely. But for Buber, God can be encountered directly as a person. One learns to talk to God rather than about him. By loving, one learns how to believe. In other words, think in terms of that paradigm of the most meaningful relationship between two human beings. You would never come up to that person and say, prove to me your love, or prove to me that what happened is something significant. You know it to be the most real thing in your life. It is there. It is present It is something that you will constantly live with and recall and sustain you.